morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. We have a special segment today. We are talking with Lily of the House of Ashe, which is a woman-owned, Black-owned, and queer-owned small business, author of The Weekly Planner, that is an Afro-centered spiritual companion for 2022. It helps you keep track of your spiritual and religious practices within various traditions of the African diaspora. Which we'll have a link to Lily's planner in the podcast description. So if you want to check it out, click on it. It's awesome. So bonjour, Lily.
Bonjour.
How are you doing today? Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, ça va. Merci. Comment ça va? How are you?
Comme c'est comme ça. It's early.
Oui, il est tôt. Okay, it's early.
So we are so pleased that you could join us today. We asked you to come on this show because it's planner season. Yeah. And there's so many planners out in the world right now. This is like the time of like a lot of planners, but yours is really unique. And different. So could you tell us a little bit more about your planner and what inspired you to create it and why you think it's awesome? Because it's awesome.
Of course it's awesome. well, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time for this conversation. It's lovely to speak to you today. And I'm actually a listener of the show, but a weird one. Yeah, I like to binge, and then I, you know, step back for a little bit, and then I come back for another binging session. So it's just
I've heard
the way
that
I
a lot.
Oh, I don't know. I just love it that way. But yeah, but the planner. I just want to call it my baby, because it sort of is. But if I had to describe it, it's like a little piece of sacred space, of personal sacred space. I designed it to help whoever's using it to grow, you know, throughout the year. So it pushes you very gently to set goals, to monitor your practice, and divine, because that's a very central part of African traditional religions and spirituality. So, yeah, and it's Afrocentric, as you mentioned earlier. So it's really centered around religions and practices that have that were born out of the transatlantic. Transatlantic slave trade. There you go. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think that is, as far as I know, I haven't seen a planner like that. Have you?
No, that's how I created it.
Yes, it's so cool. Yeah, like that I think makes it really, really fascinating, because so many of the planners that we see are really, really based off of like that neo-pagan, more Celtic-leaning ideals, and that really cuts out so many practices and people and traditions. So your planner, so it's a weekly planner. What are some of the segments? So you said it encourages you to divine, which people love. So what else does it encourage you to do? So like, what are some of the different segments that if someone were to buy it, they could, look forward to seeing?
like for me, the central thing, the central feature of the planner, well, throughout the whole year, is the monthly overview, right? It's my favorite, actually. So you have, it's the double page spread, and half of one page is monthly divination. So you will have, let me look here. I have it in front of me. So you'll have you have a space where you can enter whatever way you decide to divine for the month. Personally, I use bones. You're able to draw or write down your cast, whatever was found, and then have a little. You have a little space for what the challenges and lessons will be for that month. Where opportunities maybe as well, and then what the outcome, the expected outcome is, and some timing, depending on how you cast exactly. The way I cast is like 3/3 of the month, so I'm able to structure it that way. But if you do it differently, then you're able to write it however you like, right? And you can choose a different system every month. So that's part of the monthly overview, right? But you also have the upcoming feasts. That's where also you can set goals for the month. And I always like to say that it's not a competition, right? It's just practice. So you can write whatever you want. And you have to also be reasonable, right? Make it attainable. When I speak of monitoring your practice, it's in that space at the bottom where you can write down how many times you did ancestor veneration, when you did that's something that's really big in African traditions, in African derived traditions, which are sacrifice, and that does not necessarily mean a chicken. it could be something as small as, okay, this week or this month, whatever, I will not eat meat, or I will not be twerking in the club, even though I really like that. So this is my sacrifice. But it's also, it could also be something more serious as ebos, which are like gifts to deities in Ifa. So things like that, you can write that down. And then whatever other practice that you want to keep track of. So that's it in a nutshell.
No, I love that. One thing I really like too, and this is, I like how you have the divining for each month, because I feel like so often we do divination and then we go, okay, and then move on. And then I like the idea that you can go back and be like, oh, 6 months ago, I saw this, which made sense. Whereas like if you weren't documenting it or encouraged to document it, you would probably have forgotten all about that reading and completely have forgotten that you had done that and that you were right.
Yeah.
You know?
And actually, in the planner, there is another space for the lessons you've learned during the month. And it's right under the divination. So it circles back.
I love that. Oh, that's really cool. So can you tell us more about your personal practice?
Yes. So I'm from the tradition of Kambwa. Kambwa is more magic than religion, right? Because we were colonized by the French. With heavy, heavy Catholic control. So it's very secretive. It's very, very discreet. And so pretty much everyone on the island, I'm from Guadeloupe, but Cambois is common to Guadeloupe and Martinique. Both islands have the culture of Cambois. Most people are Catholic, so their religion is Catholicism. But then on the side, you know, after Mass, on Sunday afternoon,
in the corner,
in the dark.
Yeah.
And pretty much everyone practices, right? But it's so, like from the very secretive and very, it was useful. It was actually necessary to be secretive because you could be killed if you were found out, right? There's no actual records of that. But from that, colonialism did its work and it did it very well, unfortunately. That the secret turned into taboo. Mm-hmm. And now even people who are very skilled, very deeply connected in the religion, in the practice, even these people will not say that they practice Cambois. Like, everyone is a very good Christian. Wink, wink. So yeah, but it's very, I think it's very reminiscent of hoodoo in the U.S. And Obia in English-speaking Caribbean.
It's actually funny. You like just triggered like a memory that I have. You know, I live in New Orleans, where, you know, like voodoo and hoodoo is very commonly practiced, but there's also like a lot of Catholicism. And once this was, so I was at work and I had a coworker. She sometimes listens to this show.
Coworker.
Hello, don't be embarrassed. But she's from like Midwest. So like just a way different part of the US than down here. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to someone who was born and raised here. So again, two completely different cultures. And she used the phrase, like you fixed it. It's that voodoo you do, which is a phrase of like that magic, like, you know, you did it. You had the magic touch.
Mm.
But she didn't know that like down here, that's not that it means different, but it's just different.
And it's very serious.
It's serious. And the coworker like kind of got bothered by that. She was like, oh, no, I don't do that. I don't touch that. Da, da, da. And my coworker was like, it's just a turn of phrase. I didn't mean anything by it. But yeah, it's that like, you know, everyone's being good and Catholic, quote unquote.
Yes.
But yeah, I completely forgot about that. And then when you were saying like, you know, like, yeah, it's something everyone does, but in the light, everyone's just being good and
nobody. I've met some very, like the last time I was in Guadeloupe, 3 months ago, I was meeting with some elders and like two of them in particular, like extremely, like they could even see the color of your pants. I mean your panties. It's insane. But they're like, it's like they're afraid to speak. They're afraid that you're gonna look at them in a certain way. You know, that they're not going to be viewed as good people anymore.
Mm.
If it's too honest, you know, it's strange. It's really strange.
And you told Amanda, who is our podcast assistant, that that your practice is very discreet. Is that primarily why? Because of how it's viewed?
Yes. Yes. So yeah, like I said, it's it was for safety first, but then now it's really just that taboo, because the way, if you say the word cambois, like, people are going to be like, ooh, I could be scared. People, like, everybody's going to tense up. Or either that, or they're going to pretend that they don't believe in it.
Yeah.
It's like, what I like to say is, like, okay, nobody, you know, does cambois. Nobody believes in cambois. But when election season comes, every crossroads has a chicken. And or some offering of some kind, right? So, just saying.
What would you say is, like, one big misunderstanding about, like, your tradition that's kind of out in the world?
Well, first, not many people know about that tradition. It's because our islands are quite small. It's like 1 million people, well, on the islands, and then people from the islands outside. I mean, it's not that many of us. So people tend to say, oh, you do voodoo, right?
That's what I figured was, like, the thing. Yeah.
You black, you from the Caribbean, you must, you know, voodoo. But no, it's not that. And so, first of all, it's not voodoo. And the second thing is that it's not evil, right? People, but it's, well, that would be another discussion, but it might be that racism, you know, everything that comes from, you know, black people is evil, is bad, it's all, oh, it's dark, it's black magic, you know. And even in the, I want to say, the new age scene, if it's the white witches, then it's, oh, it's the light. And if it's, you know, the black ones, then who? It's that voodoo, that booga booga, you know.
No, I remember when that was a thing, like, you know, like, you're like, I'm sure still, but, like, when it was more prevalent of a thing, like, I remember when I was younger and I wanted to meet, like, magical people, like, in, you know, here you just type in Wicca and hope you find people who are similar to you, even if it's not your thing, like, that's what's going to pop up. And I remember meeting people who, like, you know, because I am from the South and I've always been more into folk stuff, one of the first things I did ever research was hoodoo, because it was just a little bit more aligned with, like, you know, like, what I grew up with and all that. And I remember showing someone who I had, like, just met, who was, like, you know, a Wiccan. And there was kind of, like, that reaction to it of, like, oh, well, that's not, wow, like, whatever. And I think, I don't know if I would get that reaction today, but, like, years ago when I was younger, like, those were the reactions. So I think you're 100. Yeah, you're 100%.
Yeah, it's evolved quite a bit for hoodoo, I believe. And I think we're slowly, very, very, very slowly getting there with cambois. I've seen some people online, on Instagram, you know, not yet claiming it, but, you know,
you can tell.
Back to, yeah, it's a little, yeah, but, you know, claiming our spirituality, and but not saying the word, because it's still it's still taboo. It's strange, but funny sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and it must be really weird, too, like, when you're scrolling on the good old Instagram and you see it and you're like, I know what that is. Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing.
Oh, I know that candle. Oh, I know that plant. I know what you're trying to do. I see you.
Going back to your planner, because we are wrapping up soon. We're a short podcast. Even though you are lovely and I would love to talk to you all day. What was one of the challenges you had with creating a planner? Because it's not easy.
I think the biggest challenge was really the blank page. You know, it's not necessarily something that it's not a challenge from building a planner. It's just this, okay, I have all these ideas in my head. Now, how do I lay them down so, you know, they can make sense, they can be useful, and you know, look good too. So that was it for me. So it all had to stew in my mind for a little bit. But then when I was ready, it just, you know, came out. For this specifically, because I wanted to have not the Catholic saints, you know, I wanted to have some, I wanted to see Oshun, I wanted to see Marasa, or Un Passage Indien, in Umbanda, right? Like all these traditions. The challenge here was the research, but it was also like the best part, you know, because I love to see how some deities, like the very same deities were celebrated in different spaces under slightly different names and at different times. And it showed me the resilience of the enslaved Africans and how they really wanted to keep parts of their culture, and they kept that alive in different places in the Americas. So, yeah, challenge, but at the same time, you know, fun and very interesting and beautiful.
You mentioned the divination section and the ancestor veneration part of your planner. What's your favorite feature, like your favorite little thing about the planner?
My favorite really is the monthly overview, like that thing. And I really wanted to add more divination. I wanted to have weekly divination too. But it was just like, it would have been too big and it was a lot. And, you know, but yeah, that would be my very favorite thing. But the second thing is a short little ritual at the beginning of the planner to leave behind all the crap from 2021. It's short.
We all need.
And we all need that. So yeah, it's a little page that you write all you need to, you know, all that, I'm not gonna curse, all that crap. And then fold it, burn it, and scatter the ashes at the crossroads.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. So yeah, I guess my last question for you is, do you plan to make one for 2023? Or is it too early to ask?
Oh no, like, you know there. I will do it. I will do it. I already have ideas. For this year, the main theme was death. And next year it will actually be a celebration of life. I'm not gonna say more, but I already have that. I'm planning to make some changes, maybe. I will have to maybe wait a little and you know, get feedback from users, see what they liked, see what they would like to change. I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to include some workings, aka spells, because I think that's something that will be better in a book, which is also something I'm working on.
Oh my God. Okay, we'll have to have you come back on to talk about that. With
that. Yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. I would really like the planet to stay sort of broad, because it's not only used by witches. Sometimes it's just people who are from, like, for example, someone in the religion of Lukumi will not necessarily be, you know, doing spells. So, yeah. Maybe I'll keep it separate. I have the planner be a little broad, and then I have a all the other stuff will be in the book. And it will be specifically for Gerbois.
That sounds amazing. I love the idea of you doing a book. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, we will 100% have you back on for that, because that sounds just so good. So my last question for you for real is, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on www.houseofache.com. That's in one word, house, you know, like the house of, and Ache, A-S-E, houseofache, in one word, .com. And on Instagram, I'm Afro Kalina, Afro, A-F-R-O, Kalina, K-A-L-I-N-A. Afro Kalina in one word. And the Kalina, Kalinago, Kalina are the first people of my island.
Wonderful. And we will put both of those links in the podcast description so people can find it easily, as well as your planner. Thank you so much for coming on. This was wonderful.
Thanks. You're amazing. Thank you.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.